This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to subscribe to our channel at Rumble. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV is our Rumble channel. Subscribe there and keep up to date with all of our new video content. All of our archives still at the website, SkywatchTV.com. Topic number 5 today, it's only temporary. That's inflation, that is, according to President Biden. He has said that the inflation we've experienced here in recent months is expected and just temporary, necessary as part of the ongoing recovery from COVID-19, arguing against Republicans who are pointing out that the government's massive spending plans have injected a lot of money into the economy. And with the increase in the number of dollars circulating, each individual dollar is worth less, which means that prices go up. President Biden arguing that these price increases, again, are just fleeting and temporary and necessary to help us recover from the pandemic. Temporary in the same sense that the federal income tax was temporary until the end of World War I, which ended more than 100 years ago, in case you're keeping track. Biden said the investments in the bloated infrastructure plan, which is working its way through Congress right now, will rebuild U.S. supply chains and ease pressure on production that contributed to rising prices. I just have to ask, why is it we always wait for a crisis like a bank meltdown or a pandemic before we start investing in infrastructure? Wouldn't it be more sensible to invest in our electric grid and our crumbling bridges, locks, and dams now? I mean, or like all along as we go while we're using them until waiting for a crisis to justify a multi-trillion dollar expansion of the federal deficit? Just wondering. The older I get, the more I realize that you can really understand all economics at the 100 level, the law of supply and demand, for example. It's more likely that the government's planned spending on infrastructure, most of which will not go for infrastructure, of course, will just make life worse for average working Americans by driving prices further up, by watering down the value of the dollar and making things like milk and gasoline more expensive. Report published last week showed that in June, we had a 5.4% surge in inflation compared to a year ago, which is much higher than we've seen since the early 1980s. But again, those numbers are based on the rejiggered formulae, because the way we calculate the consumer price index, inflation, has changed a couple of times in my lifetime, in 1980 and again in 1990, to make things appear to be not as bad as they actually are. According to Shadow Stats, shadowstats.com, which calculates inflation based on the pre-1980 formula, we're currently closer to a 14% annual rate of inflation, which feels more like it when you look at the prices in the stores and especially for things like lumber. Topic number 4, who benefits? Specifically regarding things happening around the COVID-19 pandemic, the American Academy of Pediatrics is demanding that all children over the age of 2 be masked, even though, as we mentioned the other day, children are at virtually no risk from the COVID-19 pandemic, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. But the APA wants this to happen even if all teachers in the schools that are dealing with young children, nursery school and so forth, are fully vaccinated. Now, the AAP echoing Dr. Anthony Fauci, who over the weekend said that all children older than 2 should be wearing masks. This goes beyond what the Centers for Disease Control recommending right now. The CDC has said that children and adults who work in schools who are fully vaccinated don't need to wear masks. So why is the American Academy of Pediatrics going further than the CDC? Let's look at their website and see who their largest donor is. Oh, Pfizer. They make a vaccine. It's probably nothing. Meanwhile, a consortium of investors led by the Soros Economic Development Fund, that would be George Soros, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are buying up a COVID testing company in the UK called Mologic. This company has developed a 10-minute coronavirus test. According to Forbes magazine, the buyout was done to increase access to affordable, state-of-the-art medical technology. These tests soon to be in high demand as governments and the private sector, often with the encouragement of governments, begin to insist on negative COVID tests to allow us to return to something like normal life. By the way, a staff member for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a White House official both have now tested positive for COVID-19 after ushering that delegation of legislators from Texas who fled the state rather than vote on changing their voting rules. They both showed them around the Capitol, and a couple of those folks from Texas had COVID-19. Now, Pelosi staff member and the White House official also tested positive. Both of them, by the way, fully vaccinated and also mildly symptomatic now, which illustrates, and I'm quoting from the story now, illustrates how Americans inoculated against the coronavirus can still contract and potentially unknowingly transmit the virus, end quote. Well, to me, as a skeptical person with good reading comprehension, says to me, this also illustrates how the vaccines are not really effective. So what's the point? And yet we're still being told to take it or else. Anyway, topic number three, Israel. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Tuesday that Israel will not tolerate rocket fire from Lebanon, warning that terrorists launching projectiles into northern Israel will pay a painful price. This follows earlier Tuesday when two rockets were fired into northern Israel from Lebanon, setting off warning sirens in the Western Galilee. And the IDF responded by firing artillery shells at the sources of those launches. Nearly 100,000 Muslims arrived at the Temple Mount Tuesday morning to pray at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This marked the first day of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. Signs were hung near the mosques, by the way, expressing support for Hamas. Here in the U.S., Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream announced it would no longer sell its ice cream in what it calls the occupied Palestinian territories. That would be Judea and Samaria, what the world calls the West Bank. This followed pro-Palestinian pressure on Ben & Jerry's over its business in Israel. Avi Zinger, who's the CEO of Ben & Jerry's Israel, a contractor who manufactures the ice cream in Israel from Israeli ingredients to sell all over Israel, was notified by Ben & Jerry's that they would terminate his contract when it expires at the end of 2022. They would not renew it, in other words, because he declined to refuse to sell the ice cream to Israeli citizens in settlements in Judea and Samaria. Zinger said that he's not allowed to do that by law. And secondly, he's an Israeli. Why would he want to stop selling his ice cream to Israelis? So Ben & Jerry's going to end his contract. Now, Israel has warned the parent company Unilever, which is a huge company with about 190 different brands under its umbrella, that there would be severe consequences for Ben & Jerry's actions, and urged U.S. states, a number of states here in the U.S. have anti-boycott, divest, and BDS sanction, boycott, divest, sanction laws, urging those states to employ the anti-BDS laws against Ben & Jerry's. Now, the BDS movement is misguided and evil, but I really don't support the U.S. government stepping in and telling companies where they have to sell their product, where they can and cannot sell their products. If we as Christians support, for example, florists, photographers, and bakers who decline to offer their services for same-sex civil union ceremonies, we can't then turn around and say to Ben & Jerry's, but you have to sell your product to people living in Judea and Samaria. It's contradictory. On the other hand, we as American citizens can say, well, you know, Ben & Jerry's is not really healthy for you anyway. And if you want an alternative, we just note that Häagen-Dazs is really delicious and has a Danish-sounding name because its Jewish creators wanted to offer it as a tribute to Denmark for Denmark's exemplary treatment of Jews during World War II. Just saying. Anyway, Ben & Jerry's is free to do what they want. We likewise. Häagen-Dazs. Topic number two, revisiting Scientific American. I talked about this on Tuesday, and I kind of swung and missed at the topic here. This is, of course, the op-ed piece that was authored by a person named Allison Hopper, claiming that the denial of evolution, in other words, creationism, is a form of white supremacy. Now, this is ridiculous, of course, and I got caught up, I got caught up in the logical disconnect of Hopper claiming that we white Christians embrace creationism because it gives us a religious shield to rationalize our racism. we can claim that there's a long, unbroken string chain of white or light-skinned ancestors going all the way back to Adam and Eve. And therefore, we support creationism on those grounds, and it allows us to demonize people who have melanin in their skins because the mark of Cain, she said, the mark of Cain was that his descendants would have dark skin. Now, I got caught up in that whole thing. First of all, the Bible doesn't say that. No one's ever taught that. And if you believe in creation, you're likely to believe in a global flood, which ended the line of Cain anyway. All right, fine as far as it goes, but I missed the big point, and I'm embarrassed about that, which is why I'm bringing this up again. The bigger point here is that creationism is not racist. It is, in fact, Darwinism that is racist to the core. And it was only the emergence of Darwin's theory in the 19th century that allowed racists, some of whom claimed to be Christian, to rationalize their poor treatment of people of color under the shield of science. Because, you see, as creationists, we believe that we all descend from the same family. We are all cousins. We all descend from Noah. And therefore, we have no justification, no biblical justification to treat anyone badly because we are all related. Darwin, on the other hand, argues that there was no creation. We do not all descend from one family. We are just apes with advanced DNA. And this allowed people in the 19th century, racists, to say, well, that explains why we Caucasians are so much further along in terms of our society. Look at our big cities and our magnificent architecture and our beautiful works of art and music and so forth. Now look at those people of color living in the Southern Hemisphere and the way they live. Clearly, it's because we are evolutionarily more advanced. It is science, Darwinism specifically, that is racist to the core. And we as Christians need to push back on that. I missed that on Tuesday, and I apologize because that was really the big issue in that story. Sharon even mentioned that when she shared the story with me on Tuesday morning, and I completely whiffed. So again, when we see stories like this, push back on it because it is not creationism. It is Darwinism that is racist to the core. Coming up, police officer chased by a planet and calls for backup. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Reverend Donna Howell and Special Investigator Allie Hinson's brand new eye-opening book, Dark Covenant, along with a never-before-released four-part Dark Covenant companion DVD and Occultianity, How the End Times Church is Forming Now in Preparation of Antichrist on DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. In the new book, Dark Covenant, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, why much of the church has been lulled into slumber over the preceding decades and is unprepared to be a force for good in our troubled world, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. You'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Hinson, and the SkyWatch investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive Occultianity, How the End Times Church is Forming Now in Preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive, never-before-released DVD, Donna Howell and Allie Hinson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. This DVD alone is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value value of more than $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for the coming days of religious fallout as a ready soldier for the coming true Messiah. The Dark Covenant special offer available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Jumpin' Jupiter. A rookie police officer in Glasgow, Scotland, left a police station in the city there on Tuesday night, around midnight. And as she drove away, noticed that there was a bright object in the sky that was following her. Now, she drove off toward the shopping complex at Fort along the M8 to notice that the this dot in the sky was continuing to track her every move. She tried to lose it, wasn't able to, so she pulled over, called the General Police Scotland Complaints Line, told the call handler she was being followed by a drone along the M8 and could not lose it, wanted backup. Now, the officer, not identified by name, but reportedly in her first 2 years of duty, was told to return to her station house where she would be met by a senior officer. Senior officer came out of the station house, found the young lady standing in the police yard with her hood up, trying to hide from the drone. She pointed out to her senior officer the dot in the sky that had been following her ever since she got off duty that night. Her senior officer identified the mysterious object. It was the planet Jupiter, plainly visible on a clear night. Again, not identified, the officer's name not identified, and kind of feel bad for her that you think about her as a real person and the humiliation, because you know that this story has gotten around inside the Glasgow PD and she's not going to let this down. Well, the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference Rise 2021, our virtual conference, continues through September 18th. Now, 90 days was the original term. We're running it through September 18th. After that, these videos will be pulled offline. DVD sets will be available. But 60 days to take advantage of two conferences worth of content, binge watch, pick and choose which videos you'd like to watch, and watch them as often as you like in any order that you like. Still a really good deal. Two conferences for the price of one, featuring presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Dr. Michael Heiser, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, many others. Top-notch information on theology, Bible prophecy, archaeology, geopolitics. You can find out more, get bios of the speakers, and get immediate access to the conference videos right now at DefenderConference.com, online, DefenderConference.com. Sharon and I will be at the Findlay River Ranch in Sparta, Missouri, the first weekend in August, August 6th, 7th, and 8th. The guests of His Call Ministries, and we'll be presenting a weekend workshop, Revelation, Insight, and Spiritual Warfare. And we hope you can join us. But now, don't wait to reserve your place, because it's an intimate gathering space, limited number of spots available. We will be talking about Bible prophecy, spiritual warfare, and, of course, our unique research into the spirit realm. Friday evening, 6:30 to 9, Saturday between 9 and 4:30 with lunch included, and Sunday between 10 a.m. and noon. You can find out more and reserve your place at hiscallministries.net. That's hiscallministries.net. The Warriors Conference in San Diego. Things are opening up in California, and we plan to be there September 16th through 19th, along with our friends L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, David Hevner, Colonel David Giamona, Jamie Walden, that is, and Dave Hodges. I got my Daves mixed up there. Great gathering, some cutting-edge information, some wonderful worship music, too, and we can save you $20 off on the tickets as we get back together, hopefully return to a regular schedule of meeting in person. This will be at the Legacy Hotel in San Diego, September 16th through 19th. Find out more and sign up. And again, use promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, to save $20 on tickets at hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen.com. What has happened to the church in the West, and specifically the church in America today? As we've tried to be more relevant to the culture, we have become more like the culture, and that's not a good thing. Donna Howell, Allie Henson explain. They're the co-authors of the brand new book, Dark Covenant, and they talk about this with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. Our broadcast program going around the world now on our partner networks. You can find the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air weekly program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But the schedule is yours when you add the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. And when you do that, we will broadcast, it not only get you access to the weekly broadcast show, but these daily updates, Sci Friday, Unraveling Revelation, and more. And we'll broadcast whenever it's convenient for you. Of course, you can also download us right to your smartphone or tablet, which also gets you, besides the video content, important news the mainstream media would like you to miss. And Tom Horn's been releasing weekly, actually several times a week, excerpts from forthcoming books and projects. I mean, you're essentially getting almost book-length excerpts for free of forthcoming projects. Right now, he's just started the Zeitgeist 2025 excerpts. Part 3 just released Tuesday. Part 4 this morning. You'll get that as part of the SkyWatch TV mobile app for iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. Take advantage of it. It's free. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.